Passes Truma. Passes Truma. Discusses the building of the Mikdash. Also the Mikdash, the Shechanti V'Soichom, the Mitzvah of being in Beis HaMikdash. Chazal tell us that prerequisite to building of the Beis HaMikdash, Chazal tell us three things in the Tzav of Klal Yisrael, Sanhedrin Daf Chof, three things in the Tzav of Klal Yisrael before we come into the Eretz Yisrael, Mahamid Melech, says the Gemara. I don't know which one should be first. ועדיין אני אין יודע אם לבנו יש להם בייס הבחיר התחילו, או להר וזר של המורך תחילו. כשבועים מאביני אליכם מכל אויביכם, והוא יהיה המוקום הזה אשר יבחר השם, להר וזר של המולק. Is Laham in the Melech or Lahach Rizal Shal Molek is clear then to build the Beis HaMikdash. So the Vosul HaMikdash Vishachanti B'soichom. We have to first eradicate the Amalek from within us. What's the aside? The prerequisite to building of the Beis HaMikdash is to eradicate the Amalek. Chazal tell us Tainis Choftesa Medalis Mishenichnas Odor Ma'abim Besimcho Kishem Shemenichnas Odor Ma'adnis Kach Mishenichnas Odor Ma'abim Besimcho. It's Allah and Shulchan Aruch also Mishenichnas Odor Ma'abim Besimcho. We start in Yoni Simcho. Person has a. The Mishnah Berurah brings it in Tafresh Peivov. She nichnas order ma'am mishiyesh to dinim ach mishpoi ba'order. The community should have a deal with the order with a guy. You should do it in order. This is a time for ma'abim b'simcha, Rabbi Yisrael. Some had the minug every single day. In order to drink a little bit schnapps, to get a little bit high, to get a little bit besimcha. But I think, obviously, we have to work on how to acquire simcha. We should not just order marbin besimcha. But we have to first, I think, to get to the marv or the riboya simcha, we have to know how to do that. We have to know how to get to the matzav of Ma'abim B'Simcha. And that starts with first understanding how a person emes is Sameach, Rabbi Yisrael. People walk around, and other, they put in a very nice time, yeah, they drink, make a very nice, knock a guy in the nose, shmak, are you chayiv, not chayiv. He drinks, and in Purim becomes more about, you know, spilling out the whole inside, Rabbi Yisrael. All the Rebbetzins have a good time, and mostly Purim cleaning up. That's what Purim's about, getting stoned, shikr. Purim is a meridic opportunity, Rabbi Yisrael, to a different hasaga in Gansin. And L'choy, it could be, that's why, Rabbi Yisrael, we know the cloud, the Ramban says, we call HaKadosh Yoyse Chorav Yoyse. I'm not saying, because I'll say, she had shikr, Ad she, Ad she, Shalom Yoda, Chayvinish lepsumi lepuyad lo yoda ben orhom lebaruch Mordechai. But the Bialoch already speaks out that Avada, this doesn't mean, Rabbi Isai, doesn't mean hoilulus. It doesn't mean chas v'shalom to make, chas v'shalom to miss any mitzvahs. Not chas v'shalom, it's not a time for hoilulus. It's a time of simcha. There's a big difference between hoilulus and simcha, Rabbi Isai. Laughing, making fun, doing dvarim hasurim, even though it's happy time, being happy, is not simcha. Simcha is a pnimiyistic feeling. Avadi, you express it outwardly also, but it's a simcha deka pnimi. It's an inner simcha. The panim is also the same word as pnim. The panim is an expression of the pnim. An emes of happiness starts me bifnim and works its way machutz. So how do we work on this inyan of simcha, Rabbi Isai? How do we approach? How do we come to this darag of simcha? I want to start with a different sugi and work our way back, Rabbi Isai. The Gemara says in Megillah Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, a famous Gemara. The Gemara says in Megillah Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, Mevatlin Talmud Torah leMikra Megillah. We are mevatel Talmud Torah to read the Megillah. Chazal tell us, Mishpachu, we darish in the pasuk, Koyanam, but Koyanim, Bavikdosim. Everybody comes, Valavudosim. We can't talk about Shabbos. Based Rebbe, Shemavalim Torah, Talmud Torah, the Mikra Megillah. And the poets came down. What is exactly the Bittul Torah here? What's the gather of the Bittul Torah? L'chor, you're learning the Megillah. We're learning the Megillah. And the Chaim de Shloimeh says a beautiful yisod. And the Rishiva brings it in his Mazmin and Sefer. Tepe Emes. There's Limud HaTorah. And there's a different gather altogether of being Shvach Vaydor HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That when we lay in the Megillah of Ada, there's a certain Limud that's going on. But the Limud is Be'ikat Gif Pesumi Nisa to Mepharisim Dines. To get a korah of the nes. But I was always bothered by the lashon of the Gemara. What is the Gemara saying? Mevatlin Talmud Torah lemikra Megillah, Rabbi Isai. Mevatlin Talmud Torah lemikra Megillah. What is the lashon of the Gemara? Even if we say that mikra Megillah is a different. The Chorba, every mitzvah should say that. Mevatlin Talmud Torah lehadlik ner Chanukah. Why does the Gemara tell us that? Mevatlin Talmud Torah. To shake the lulav. Mevatlin Talmud Torah to put on tefillin. What is the dafka? The Gemara is mechanish over here. Mevatlin Talmud Torah. Gemara positive lashon. And be'emes, we find the lashon in another place in Shas. Mevatlin Talmud Torah la'atzos ha'meiz v'lachnos zakal. You learned in Ksubas Yudzayin amid Aleph Rabbi Isai. Megillah Chavtes. Kam Mekoymis, Mevatlin Talmud Torah leMikra Megillah, and the Hatzoras Mechlos is Kala, and BeEmes the Bechon and Taka deals with the Shaila and Ksuvah Shvitzayin over there. What's the Loshma? What's the Ma'apshita? Ma'achidish Bazeh? And he dons the Shaila. Could be even if there's no Tzorchi. If you have Tzorchi, the Gemara deals over there. If you have enough people to go Misameach, right? If you have to go anyway, Ayin Shom the whole sugya. Not talking about your 14th cousin's, you know, you just learned today that he's your cousin's wedding party that you have to go to. Sameachim, because you just learned today he's your cousin. Or your great grandmother's first time chasana. Or how could it be her first time chasana? It's the Marshal's kasha. But he's going to the chasana, right after Purim. Misha, what's Pshat Mivatel in Talmud Torah? Because it's bothering me very much to Loshen. I want to be Mechadish of Pshat, and I think it's Emes Lamitoy. The Gemara says in Menachos Tzadik Tes, Rabbi Say. The Gemara Menachos Tzadik Tes Amid Beis. The Gemara says, listen to a Gemara, Rabbi Say. The Gemara says, Amar Reish Lachish, Pa'amim Shebitula Shal Toira Zehu Yisoida. Bevatling Toira Zehu Yisoida, that is Miyas the Toira. It strengthens the Torah. Being Mevatel the Toira, it strengthens the Toira. Tichsev Asher Shavarta Amar Lo Yakadosh Baruch Hu LeMoshe Yasher Koyach Sheshibarta. The Yibarisham gave Moshe Yashikoyach for breaking the Luchos. And Bitula Shal Toira Zehu Kiyuma. Asher Shibarto Yashikoyach Shibarto. Hashem gave me Yashikoyach. When he broke the Luchos, it was Bitul Shal Toira. Bitula Shal Toira is Kiyuma, is Miyasta. And Rashi said over there, Kagonim Shemavatal Torlo, Itzos Hamez Alos Kala. Zehu Yosta, Kilo Yerushiv Miyasta for Oisado. It's like you Miyasta the Torah, you strengthen the Torah, it's like even you're learning Torah still, even though you're doing not Limudat Torah. What's together at Dvarim of Oisai? You saw that God is of Oisai. But the Gemara is saying over here that in your eyes it looks like Bittul Torah because at this moment you're not being Isaac, but you're not learning the Torah at this moment. But of course, Bohu and Nechshav, if it's the right thing to do, Apidas Torah at that time, to go to the Chasana, to Malavah the Mace, Zehu Kiyuma, Zehu Yisoida, through that mitzvah of Achnosis Kala of Yos Ameis, when a person gets a different appreciation of life, he knows what a mace is, he sees what a mace is, he sees what a chasen is, a building of a chayim, building of a new shtub of Torah. So that will be zorcha to Torah. So that will be zorcha to appreciation of life even on a higher darga. Is a meila. To that, it's going to come out a riboy of Torah. Shabbatim, Shabbitula Shal Torah, Zehu Miyas, Zehu Yisoida. Faket. It looks like this bito. What's really going on? This is Hachshara. It's a preparation for more Torah to come out. It's not the bito. Faket. What in his eyes is called wasting now. Or not learning now. Faket. This is Hachshara. This is going to bring out much, much more Torah. Therefore, it's not Nechshav. It's Yisoida. I believe that that's the Gavon over here, Rabbi said. Meaning to say, what the Gemara is saying, Mevalet Talmud Torah, the Mikra Megillah does not mean that's good. Oh, you have to Mevatel. But Davka, we want you to Mevatel it. Because through what you're going to do now, there's going to be a tremendous Riboy of Torah. A greater Riboy of Torah. So we want you to be Mevatel. The Torah is telling you Lashon positive. How about every mitzvah you have to Mevatel here? But here the Torah wants to emphasize the Bittul Shabbat in order that a person should come from that to a new Hasog of Torah. And that Hasog of Torah will be married Mevaita in more Libra Torah, more Esek Torah, more Avas Torah. What's the Pshat for him, Rabbi Yisrael? Listen carefully. More Zok in Shabbos, Peiches Amid Aleph. Kofa Aleihem Har Kegigis. That the Gemara says that by Matan Torah Hashem lifted the mountain over their head and was Kofa Aleihem Har Kegigis. And said, Ematem Makabu Mesat Torah Mutav Vim Lav Shom Tei Furatchem. Over there will be your burial place. Over there in that Mokoi. And we said once, Shom means not after here, wherever you'll be, Shom Tei Furatchem. Zok the Gemara, Marid the Gemara, Amar Avchana, Bar Yaakov, Ikan, Moidol, Abel, Oichaisa. Zok the Gemara from here, Klal Yisrael, as Rashi explains, can come to the Ribbono Shel if the Mayor of Essen would say that we're not responsible for not keeping the Torah. Why? We were forced, we were coerced. We were forced into it. You can't mechayev us. And therefore we have an excuse. Zavti Gemara in the Elm, Zavti Gemara, Omar Rove, Afal Pikein, Hodu Kiblu, Bimeach Shveirosh. Says the Gemara in Peiches Nei, in the time of Achashveirosh, in the time of Purim, we were Mekabel, and we were Mekabel Mirotzoim. As the Mepharshim say, we added another mitzvah. We wanted another mitzvah. We Mekabel on ourselves, Purim, and all the Dinam of Purim. Memeila! That was a raya that we're Nicha and everything else. We want everything else, and we knew Kabbalah that Torah mi Ritzoyna. Says Rashi, Hodu kiblu mimei Achashveirosh, me'avas ha'neis she'na'as Elohim, from the love of the neis that happened to them. They made a new Kabbalah that Torah. Zokt, fek the maral, what's pshat, me'avas ha'neis she'na'as Elohim, from Matan Torah till the time of Purim, there were many nisim that took place. What took so long to make a Kabbalah Zatorah Me'av and Me'ratzoin? What took so long, Frek the Maral? Me'atorah Avas HaNeith didn't have nisim all along, the nisim of the Mon, the nisim of the Be'er, all the nisim in Eretz Yisrael, the Beis HaMikdash, Vaita, Vaita. Zok Tehele Kegoyin says in one place in Megillas Esther, Pshat, he says that the Avos HaNeis that brought them was that there was a big difference in the time from the Beis Hamikdash, from the time that the Shechinah dwelled into amongst them till the time of the Mei HaChashveirosh. The Mei HaChashveirosh was the time of Golus, the time of Hester upon him. So the Gemara Chulin Kuf Lamed test Esther and Atoyra Minayin Shenema Va'anoichi Haster Haster Sporei Meyev. This man of Achashveirosh was a murder that has to put him. Churban Bayis. Churban Abayis. Rachman al-Islam, Klaizel, Megarish, out of Eretz Israel, the Bavel. And being ruled over. Al-Nar is Bavel, Sham Yoshavnu, Gamachino. Klaizel, Nerun Shemendis, Golos. They don't feel the presence of the Shekhinah as it was. And yet, the girl Esther does not mention once HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name. Because it's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu. From the beginning till the end, as you're learning in the Megillas Esther Shia, according to Rav Meir, in the second parak Paskins, that you have to hear the Megillah from the beginning. From every step of the way, from Vayehi b'mei Achashveirosh, Hu Achashveirosh HaMoylech Me'hoidu V'Akush, from that beginning till the end of the Megillah, one chain of Nisim after the next. Kaisa realized Mitoich that Hester upon him, Mitoich that Choshech, Ro'or Gadol. They saw a tremendous light. They saw a mirror de kashkocha. They saw there's a hand behind the mask. They saw that everything, every stage of the way, there's Ribbono Shel Olam, Ribbono Shel Olam, Ribbono Shel Olam. Esther's taken by force. Mordechai's pal hanging out by the palace just happens to be there. Picks up a serge of plotting. One step after the next. Ashkocha, Ashkocha, Ashkocha. Mitoch Avas Hanei, Zokt Rashi. Because they saw the Ribbono Shel Olam, Moiridik, Ashkocha. They felt, we have to do something for the Ribbono Shel Olam. We want to feel close to the Ribbono Shel Olam. We want to show our appreciation. We want to show that the Ribbono Shel Olam takes care of us. We want to be close. We want to be Shema Mishtayach to Him. תבנו מחדש מרצוינו. Das ist Megillas Esther. Megillas Esther. To Megala the Esther. That's your soul in the Megillas Esther. To look for the names Mitoich HaChoshech. And to see it. And to be despoiled from it. And to make an under a Kabbalah. To come out from Purim. And just all you have from it is a big hangover. Make sure, come on, Shmulek, make sure I get on the plane tomorrow. Anyway, just shove me in a cab and make sure I get on there. That's all he has from Purim is a big hangover. All he has from Purim is all the houses he went into and made a chil Hashem Gadol, stopping traffic, dancing, toch simcha. We're not saying that person sometimes loses himself and not become on it, but his whole kavada of Purim, he goes in there, you know, is a heter to damage. There's a heter for this and a heter for that, and that's all kavada of Purim. Not going to come into Purim and to plan and to understand and from the Megillah to get a mirror to get spilers. Shoshana Shankov, Sahala, and some Erechov, and Oysam Yav, to have a spilers and a mirror to get Simcha from the Nais. That these nisim that take place at this time is not a zeb, a yom ha'aim. It's not only for those times, for every year we go through the nisim, and it's for us to be mischazik, for us to be mishabeh, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That b'kol dor v'dor, ra'imdim aleinu. 1991, I was here in Eretz Yisrael. We saw nisim. One Scud missile after the next. From Iraq, scuds and scuds and scuds that could kill thousands of people. 39, and who was killed? One or two, who they say were mechallel Shabbos for kol haMitzvos. Kol Rabbeinu Shlom showed us nisim. Yom ha'aim, the war ends on Purim. One after the next, Rabbi said, there was a pachat noira here. Scud missiles, big missiles falling on big buildings, Rabbi said. It wasn't jokes. This wasn't tinker toys here. Big buildings collapsing on people and no one dying. Could you believe it? That the Chilvani press comes out and said that we had no protection, we didn't do anything. They tried, patriots, no. The scuds kept falling, and yet everybody was moedu pe'amole, nisim. One of the scud missiles hit the big gas line. The day before there was a big hakala, was a big mess up, something happened, they had to shut it off. They timed it that if it would, the gas would have been going, there would have been an explosion that we couldn't believe how much it would have affected, how much it would have taken its toll. Nais after nais, we see nisim. But what do we do from the Neis, Rabbi Yisrael? The Gemara's master, we took Avas on Neis. They felt we have to make a Kabbalah. What's my Kabbalah going to be? It's Bein Hazmanim. It's after Purim. It's Shvach. What's my Kabbalah going to be? We took Avas on Neis. Hode Kiblu. I believe that's the Pshat in the Gemara, Rabbi Yisrael. Mevat on Talmud Torah. The Mikra Megillah. Because as we said before, sometimes the Bittul Torah brings about to a Riboy of Torah. If a person's emes with himself, if he goes into the Megillah with the Erlichkeit of trying to picture himself, part of the Megillah, realizing the nays that happened to us. But Yom Ha'im is Manazer, Al Anisim, Al Apurkim, Al Gvuris, Al Shuois. And he feels that the nays that happened to us. And he's masking himself the nisim that he has every day. From time to time, the nisim gluyim, but every day there are nisim. Does the stipler mei to get the hair? Chazal tell us, Yuma Samachtez, that Moshe Rabbeinu was masaking the union of saying Akel Agodo Ani Ugimav Anoira. Moshe Rabbeinu was misaking it. and came along the Doris afterwards and they said, we have to take it out. We don't see it. Came along the Anjik Nezak Doila. And they brought it back. Also, Daniel, I'm a Nochem Mishtab Bibonov. Ayeg Vurosoi. Daniel took out Gvura. Also, Inu, that was Gvura. Also, Yirmiyo, I'm a Nochem Mekarim Behecholo, Elino Roysov. He took out Noira. Daniel took out Gvura. Came along Anjik Nezak Doila and said, Adarab, Azui Gvurosho, Shekovich, Yitzroy. You're going to learn later on in Gemara in the 5th Perek. Michomach Beilmim. Akosh Bahu, Fakir, that is godless. He holds back and does it with the time he feels is right to take retribution of a fact the stipler. What's going on over there? He took it out. Moshe Messiah took it out. Said the stipler, when we daven, the words that we're davening, we're talking to the Ibrahim Shlomo. He is Midas Ha'emes Ad Me'oid, Chosom Ha'emes, Midas Ha'emes. We can't say Sheker. It doesn't go. It's not the Sprach that's set upstairs. You can't talk Sheker. Talking like Chinese. And then you go to Israelis, they start crying, Shingwao, actually, he doesn't know what you're talking about. Talk to the version, Sheker, doesn't go in the upstairs. So if we, Zok the Stipler, Daniel held that we don't see his glory now, how can we say it? We're not emes with ourselves. To say it, we don't believe it 100%. We feel that emes, not trying to speak, not trying to dive into Shalashim. So the Anshik Nesna Gdola came along and like Mach Zetas, the Yoshim. Yes, the stipler married the Akasha then. Listen to the head of the stipler. Says the stipler, we say Moedim every day. Moedim and Adam for Necho, Hashem Alekeinu. Shuchayenu, Akeinu Sheinu. Atul Adam, Adam, Neidel, Lechon, Zabit, Lasecho. Achayenu, Amasum, Biyodecho, Amanash, Moseinu, Abkudu, Yisloch. V'yal, Nisecho. Shebechol, Yom, Yimon. Ask the stipler, how can we say such a thing? We see how Magma the Gemara was. Not to say things that in your eyes you can't. Ela vice toys of my side. Vice toys! Va'al nisecho shubachol yonimon. To a nisim every single day. Says this guy, for sometimes they're galui. Sometimes we see tremendous nays. I remember when I was at 16, 17. When I was 18 already, between 17 and 18, yeah, I went to a summer camp. And everybody knows you have your off day. There's a cow, there's a JC in the camp upstairs in the upstate in the Catskills. Everybody has your off day, your day off, you know, go out. So my brother was in a Dovir, was in a different camp, and I wanted to visit him. So, on my side, I happened to know one guy that was going towards the camp, and he asked if he could drop me off over there. How are you going to get back? Don't be Hashem, I don't know, find a way. So, you know, it was a different part of this camp was in Pennsylvania, the other camp was in the Catskills, but I'll somehow make it back. I said, I'll probably find a ride, maybe you'll go back, whatever, we'll get meet up. It was pretty foolish to do it because Taka was a very, very, very far distance between the two camps, an hour and a half away, Mistoma at least. But the mice I went, I spent the day there. And I thought I really didn't know how I was going to get back. I started like 5 o'clock getting a little bit nervous and thinking, you know, I don't know what I'm going to do. I take a cab, it costs hundreds of dollars. What am I going to do? The kids I saw one of the groups of the camp, they were going into Monticello. They were going into Monticello. I guess they were having some type of party over there, whatever, some type of a night out, bowling, whatever it was. So we're leaving about 4 o'clock. I asked if I go on the bus. It was Ashkoch. I was near the entrance of the place. I said, yeah, we could take you into Monticello. So it was very far from the place I needed to go also. Because he got there, it was night already. I was walking around. And Mamish was lost. Adam, Mamish lost, totally. I didn't know what I was going to do. I thought maybe I'll stay over in one of these inns. And the next morning I'll try to get a bus, this, that. I don't know what I'm going to do. I didn't have too much money on me, very little money on me. I'm walking in Monticello somewhere. It's late at night. I'm telling your boys, I mamish till today, don't know what happened. don't know what put in my mind, but this, in my mind, it was a voice, not a voice, a feeling, just start walking towards this certain area, this parking lot somewhere. There was a certain supermarket over there, I forgot what it was called, in Monticello. And I said, I'll walk towards the parking lot, maybe I'll find, I'll find something. I don't know what I would find. My mom didn't know what I was doing. I was lost, I didn't know what I was doing. It was upstate New York, big roads there, but it's mamish. Kitzer, I'm walking, I get to this parking lot. I see, all of a sudden, a car, you know, just waiting there with the light, was like on because the door was open. I walk over, and I'm telling you, till today, I don't know what's going on. I looked, and there it was, in my eyes, there was a guy from camp, from this camp that I was in. What happens? No one told me this. I'm telling you, I didn't know about it when I left the camp that day. But it happened to be there was a ride that goes from this parking lot that goes back to him to go to the camp at 10:30 at night. I didn't know what time it goes back, when it goes back from, where it goes back from. And I walked into this parking lot. There they were. Wait, you know, okay, yeah, we have room, no problem. Walked into the car, got back. The Baruch Shem Mamish, it's Mameichim, it's Adi Gova. Shkocha Pratis, I always say, Lo Yehumen Ki Yisuper. Lo Yehumen Ki Yisuper. And I found that car. Unbelievable by Shkocha Pratis, I always say. Everybody has in their personal lives by Shkocha Pratis. Klal Yisrael has it in their Yeroi, the Klal Yisrael, and the Prati of every individual. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, says the Goyim. Elokeinu. In Matan Torah, Rabbi Yisrael, we became miyuchid, became specific, we became one to the Ibn Shalom. He is miyuchid ikaram. And he said, Ve'osu li mikdash! We make a place for the Ibn Shalom. He's a Dushorcha and Besorch Kol Echod V'Echod. Every day a person should have Kabbalah if he's there. We put the stipend together what we're saying. We took Avatanes. We see Nisim. But what do we do about it? Do we feel Hakara? Do we feel Akirva? Do we let the Yuvelishim into our lives, Rabbi Yisai? Yeah, I'm from. I have a Bortolino hat, nice tie, mamish, the fanciest yeshiva guy, yeshiva suit. I'm a yeshiva guy. But do you let the Yuvelishim into your life? Come on. I learned Shuvas Be'in. I finished it two times. But what about the Yuvelishim? Come on, don't talk about that. I'm learning Shuvas Be'in. I'm Bekiyas. I finished it three times in the last 12 months. I'm on my fourth time already. Gevaldik. Oh, but what about the... But come, don't talk about that. That's not... Where's the first step in Yiddishkeit, Rabbi Yisrael? We learn Torah of Ada, because Torah is the Makarev to HaKadosh Baruch. Torah is Makarev us. We want to get a shayas with the Ibn Yishlam. We can't be Toifis to the Ibn Yishlam. But what could be Toifis? He gives us this Torah to be Toifis. But we're teifus in this Torah, we're miyasek in this Torah, we have a certain hasoga. But in fact, we have to realize that we're being miskayev to HaKadosh Baruch Hu when we learn Torah. Am Kuroivai, we're called. We say every day, we're Am Kuroivai, we're his close nation. How do we become the close nation? We chose Nasa V'nishma, we chose to be close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Toich Avasaneis! The feeling that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is watching over us in the darkness of Golis, and they asked upon him. That's what brought them there to that Hakara. And that's what has to bring everybody by Megillas Esther to Hakara, to a feeling of closeness. Tfilos or Miskabel, maybe we'll talk about it once in Purim. Because there's an unbelievable Hashpah of Iskaribus now. But we have to feel it. We have to energize ourselves, not just to feel the whiskey, but to feel the closeness, to feel the uniqueness, to feel the specialty. What is Neis, Rabbi Zai? Rashi says, "Mishenichnas odor ma'abim mesimchos." Like Rashi in Tainis, Choftes, says Rashi, Shem Yimei Nisim. What is Nes? Moshe Rabbeinu was told, take the vase, the simo to Al Nes. And Nes is a pole, a high area. Because anybody's going to see it, it will be stackled by it. And Nes, Hashem lifts you up and puts you, and takes you aside from everybody else and puts you up and lifts you up in the air and says, here he is! There's my Ben Yochid! Look at him! He lifts him above the arm! It's also Nisoyan, what are you going to do with it? Lashon Nisoyan. But you're lifted up on a Nes, you're lifted up on a pole. You're unique. You're special. You're my one Ben Yochid. That's Purim, Rabbi Yisrael. That's Yemei Nisim. That's Mishim Nichlis Odom Arab B'Simcha. And that's where Mevatlin Talmud Torah, the Mikra Megillah. Because after a Mikra Megillah, you know how much Torah should be learned? You know how much Torah? A person should feel so yuchid, so special, so unique to his tata, that he just wants to learn and learn and learn and learn. Bitula Zev Kiyuma. Mevatlin Talmud Torah, the Mikra Megillah. Dav Kami Mevatel. Because from this bittle, there won't be a bittle. There'll be a riboy otzim in Torah. There'll be a riboy otzim in Iskaris to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Levatlin. As the Gemara said, Zehu Yisoida. That's the amitis of the Gemara. But back to our question, Rabbi Yisai. What does that have to do with Simcha? What does that have to do with Simcha, Rabbi Yisai? Rabbi Yisai. The last halach and shulchan aruch tough phrase sadik zayin ends off the toiv leiv mishte tomit. The toiv leiv mishte tomit. The good hearted is mishte tomit. Mishte tomit. I always want to understand the toiv leiv mishte tomit ends off shulchan aruch. Rabbi Yisai, how does shulchan aruch chayim? How does shulchan aruch start? Rabbi Yisai. Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Tomit. Who Toiv Lev Mishta Tomit didn't get a song yet. But Mitzvah Hashem, we have to get. But Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Tomit, Rabbi Yisai. Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Tomit. I believe it's not just a coincidence. I believe that there's a myriad of a Mitzvah lesson over here, Rabbi Yisai. We're looking for Simcha. The world is looking for Simcha. They want to be happy people. Let's get the clowns out. We'll make them happy. Put on a red nose. Make him happy. Happy comes from Pnim, as the boy said. The Pnim! The Pnim is a reflection. The Pnim has to be happy. How is the Pnim happy, the boy said? When the Pnim lives with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When the Shivisi Hashem the Negdi Somit. When he knows the Yibayin Shem is with him. When he knows that Yibayin Shalom is taking care of specifically his life. When he sees Harishkocha Pratis. And when he lives Vaito, when he wakes up in the morning. And he walks and he goes. And he knows that every chedek of his life, the Yibayin Shalom is with him. Ein simcha godol mizeh. Toiv leiv mishke tomit ends off shochan aruch. Shivisi Hashem negdi tomit. Is the scholar and the recipe for toiv leiv mishta tomit. Mishen nichnas odor ma'abim b'simcha zok desvas emes ador aleph dor. The Elohim is dor b'seichenu is ma'abim b'simcha. When he feels it, when in his bones he realizes it, that is Yibayin Hashem leading his way. Yibayin Hashem is with me. I don't have anything to fear. I have nothing to worry about. I'm with the Eibishter. Thus is Ma'abim B'Simcha, Rabbi Yisai. That's the pnimius of Simcha that leads to the happiness of Purim. Yemei Nisim! Adar Upurim! Adar of Nisan! Nisim! Nisim, a person feels it. The Nisan Nes Koloi. But as the stipulus says on the Sechash B'chol Yoyim Imonu, we have to feel every single day that we're having Nisim done to us. We don't feel it. So I was going with, that was today's shmooze. I was thinking about it a little bit this morning. I got out a little bit early this morning. Whatever. Besides, we got out early. I usually call a cab. I didn't call the cab. I pulled over a cab. And a cab comes to me, and it happens to be a guy I went with a few times. Bashkoche, Pratis. And then I tell him to speak about Bashkoche Pratis. He says, just this morning I got up early. And he says, he read something from Shimshon Pinkis on Purim. And Shimshon says, when a person goes to buy a bag of milk in the makolet, his mama's decided, but now it's not practical. He goes to buy a bag of makolet. There's hundreds of bags of milk. What is he thinking? There's 2,000 bags of milk. I just took one. Is he thinking that that specific bag of milk HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent for me? He wakes up in the morning. He takes a breath of fresh air. There's big surplus of fresh air always. But that breath of fresh air is for you. That bag of milk is for you. That green bean is for you. That Kadosh Baruch Hu's speaking specifically to you. When a person realizes that he's so being taken care of, he's so loved and so pampered by Kadosh Baruch Hu, how can you not be sameach? You know that the King Himself is handling you. So you stubbed your toe. That's also from the Ribbono Shel Olam. Well, something happened. But the Ribbono Shel Olam is there. It's Aleph Dor. Mishe Nichnas Ador. Elohim is Dor B'Sacheinu. V'asuli Mikdash. I want to live with you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What a bracha, Rabbi Yisrael. This Ribbono Shel Olam wants to live not in a house down the block. He wants to live inside of each and every one of us. We have to make a makom for Him. We have to realize that. Get rid of the low self-esteem. That's a Amalek, Rabbi Yisrael. I spoke up last year. What's a Amalek strategy? Create the low self-esteem. We were special when we left Mitzrayim. We were going out beyond Rabbah. Everybody saw the Nisim, 12 lanes, Kriyas Yamsuf. Kriyas Yamsuf, do we know what Ashkocha? Afilu Umra, Yishimimei Imo Yomru, Ksuv Ischas, Zakeli Vanveyu. Afilu Shivcha Beyom Suha, Rivayna Shalom Zdeh, Bechvayna Vyatmoy, splitting the yam, giving trees and sustenance while they're going through. Nothing's forgotten. Private splittings for each shevet. We came out in Chuzik and Gansen that we're special. Comes along the Amalek and they can't stand that. You think you're special. You think you're a chashev. We'll start up with you. We'll ruin it. We'll spoil the lesson. We'll try to spoil. That's the Amalek of Isaiah. There's no Amalek today. We can't wipe him out. If ever a person gets a feeling, I'm not special, there's the Amalek again attacking us. A Yid should walk out from a Purim and not be dancing in the streets from Simchas Atzuma because Avas Hanes. A nation that's doomed to destruction. Taf and Oshim and no answer and no derech. And the Yifayir Yishom, with the slip of the wrist, the Mahapech and the Hafechu, Asher Yishlat to HaYehudim, B'Sayneyem, Rabbi Yisrael. And B'Kol Dor V'Dor, there are these Nisim, Rabbi Yisrael. But we could stop, and we could see the Nisim, and we could go through a Scud missile war, and people could remain kaifrim, and people could say, yeah, that was a miracle! It was a miracle! And the next day, what's he doing? He's back doing his garbage again. He's back into his schmutz and his stupidity. He's wasting his time, wasting his life. What did he get for the nace? What did HaKadosh Baruch Hu change the Bria for you for? What did he do it for? Stop. Oh, that was a good show. When is Burr, Barnum, and Bailey coming to town for the circus? Maybe we'll get another good show this week. A monkey swinging on his toenails with a kangaroo hanging from his mouth. The new show. Version does it for a purpose. Learn up that you are my Ben Yochid. B'ni b'chayim Yisrael. You are my special, unique Am. I'm not so good at problems. You're part of Klal Yisrael. You have Nisim b'shev b'chol yom. You're Elokei. You have an Elokei new, specific Ben Yishlam for you and every single one of you. The person should work out unbelievable chizuk from Yemei Purim and Pesach, Rabbi Yisrael. And that's the achona for the Mashiach, Rabbi Yisrael. This book gives me the graces. He tells a story. A guy lived in Muncie. Balabos, he lived across from a yeshiva. There was a son who used to come to Davin Maya, and a certain bacha that was hacking him for a chaynik to learn with him. He was busy, he didn't have the time. So he has at least once a week learn with him. Kitsi, he didn't leave him alone. Balabos said, Remechel said, "Besayid, I'll learn with you, Yoshua, once a week on Thursday evening." He was very happy, and they started it right away. A few weeks later, this Remechel's grandfather passed away, and his mother was sitting shiva in Montreal, so he took a plane to go for the day and Menachem over his mother and come back, hopefully that day. But Derech Chai drove there, and he would prefer to drive, but Lamais, he wanted to make it back quick. So he went by plane, came in Thursday morning, and had a flight back at 5 o'clock in the afternoon. Because he gets to the airport in the afternoon, bad weather conditions, the flight's delayed an hour. 6 o'clock, they board the plane again, take going down the runway, things are all set, passengers, attention all passengers, the pilot says, technical difficulties, a plane's going back to the terminal. He's thinking to himself, why didn't he drive it? He's crazy. I mean, hours and hours. Goes back to the terminal to get off the plane. He first went back to the same plane, to another plane. Kitzer, he calls up his Yeshua, his Chavrusa. He says he's not going to make it back for the Thursday night Chavrusa Seder. Kitzer, they get to another plane. Finally, the passengers board the plane to get ready to take off. Suddenly, the plane door opens up. A man comes in. He's going up and down the aisle. Comes to Remechel, this Remechel, he stops. He says, "You a rabbi?" He says, "No, I'm a religious Jew." He says, "You should know, I found this religious object. Could you please take it?" No, he first opened up, he says, "This is a religious object?" He showed him a tefillin bag. Yes, he says, "Yes, it is." He says, "Somebody left this in the airport. And Lamaisa, I want to take, somebody left this in the airport. And the law is, after 24 hours, 48 hours, it's thrown away. They throw in the garbage. I knew it was some religious article. And I wanted to get to someone. I figured that somebody here, so I stopped, I quickly ran onto this plane, maybe." My mom was just barfing this guy. He said, thanked him. He took it. Kitzer, he saw the name on the bag, Chaim Mandelbaum. You know what to do with it. Doesn't know him. This. Kitzer, there was no telephone number, nothing on it. He didn't know what to do, but listen, at least it's not in the garbage. He got back 12 o'clock at night. He unpacks the tefillin bag. All of a sudden, waiting at the door is this Yoshua, his chavrusa, who 3 weeks before had made his chavrusa with him. He's waiting up. He said, "I knew you'd make it back. We've got to continue our chavrusa." He's exhausted out of his berth. He says, "Okay, this bacha waited for me." He goes to the base match. He brings the tefillin bag where they happen to have it on him. We can't have it in the house. And suddenly, they're in the house. Sitting down, he sees a tefillin bag with him. He says, "Is this boy staying in your house?" The bacha answers, "No, why?" He says, "I think I know this boy." "What do you mean?" He said, "There was a boy in my class that I learned in Brooklyn. His name is Chaim Mandelbaum. He lives in Flatbush. But I'm not sure exactly where he lives." So he said, "Okay, I have a Brooklyn phone book. Let's look it up." They start looking at Mandelbaum in Brooklyn. The kid's one of 20 names, doesn't know what to do.
So the Bacha says, let's see if I can recognize the address, maybe. He's glancing, he says, okay, I think it's this one, maybe we'll try it. He says, think we should call him? Yeah, it's late at night. No, we should call, he's probably waking up, he lost his phone somewhere. He rings that first number, dials the number, he says, hello, yes, are you calling? The woman gets on the lawn, are you calling about the tefillin? He says, yes, I am. Bullseye on his side. Think of all the hashkocha that go in. He's sure this guy takes him for a chavrus the previous before. He gets on a plane, he comes, stops the plane, got delayed three times until they found his tefillin there. He brings it back, he just happens to know the boy. Boom, Rabbi Sai. Shkocha. Ah, Rabbi Sai. Low self-esteem. Walking around feeling, who am I? No yid should ever say that, Rabbi Sai. No yid who realizes what kocha do you have. You have a yubayisham, b'toch kol echad v'echad. That's the Yisrael of Purim, Rabbi Sai. You have to go out of Purim and go into Purim with a myriad of tachonah, Rabbi Sai. That's tachonah for the emes bin yibayis hashlishi. Tachonah is hachrosis amalei. Till we feel we're special, till we know we're special, and we feel it and we know it. And we thank the Yibayisham Kol Yom, and we make kabbalas to come close to him because of what he does for us. That will eventually bring the hachrosis amalek. This feeling inside that, nein, who are you? We'll stop that. We'll end those feelings. Never will a Jew not feel proud of Isa. That is a Yid of Isa. Never will a Yid not stand up and declare Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu. Hashem Echad. If we work on it, Rabbi Isai, these days, Rabbi Isai, it's mechazik in our feeling of Isya'i, of Yehudi, of being a Yochid to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, each and every one of us. Of the Ahavas HaNeis, that we're mevatlin Talmud Torah, and we go ahead and hear the Megillah with that feeling, and we learn the Megillah up, and we listen to it, and we see the afternoon, the chain of events, and we get chizuk, and we sing the Sheshanas Yaakov, and we take a little drink, because everybody has daigas, and everybody has worries, and we get rid of those worries, and the real Pnim comes out. The Be'ezah Hashem, Rabbi Yisai, this Purim could be different. It could be a real Purim, Rabbi Yisai. Rabbi Yisai, if we knew what Purim really was, people don't realize if we really knew what Purim was all about, Rabbi Yisai, I think we'd be act different. It's very nice. What are you buying? Which bottle of wine are you buying this year? That's the discussion. You're getting the cabaret or the shmaray or this. What type of drink? You're getting chatsi matog, namatog. You're getting the shmulek. You're getting the vodka this year. That's his whole preparation, Rabbi Yisai. The yayin, Rabbi Yisai, the Be'alocha says, why do we drink yayin? Because through yayin came the nays. So we have our kohen, the Levi understanding us, the Shayin HaKohes HaToiv, to the yayin. Because through the Mishnah yayin, she was able to make God that home was the Russia. So we get involved with the yayin a little bit. But it has to come to something. Bin Oro Homin Lebaruch Mordechai Mephorshim say, that we keep a Meshabeh, the Kodesh Baruch Hu, until we don't realize what was better. Baruch Moroi Haman. O Meshabeh, the Kodesh Baruch Hu, Nachas Hashem Faket. So it's Nish Purim. But the Ariel Zal said, Yom Kippurim. Yom Kippur is Kippurim. That means, Rabbi Yisai, Yom Kippur, think what a person Madregi gets to on Yom Kippur. Think about the Ne'ilah this year. He's crying. He's fasting. He's in a matzav of who knows where, mamish shechet, even there's mechilah from chaverim, and he's banging away, mamish, al chay shechatanu, mamish, he's saying all this now is b'yil, oh, the worst chaverim, he's saying, he never did it even, zoiz nus, al chay shechatanu, who knows, bein begilgul zeh, bein begilgul acher, this gilgul, his last gilgul, his grandmother's gilgul, he's saying, al chay it's all day, he's having pain in his chest, al chay, he's doing the arizal's al chay, this al chay, 42 hours Shmona Esrei is doing. How does he feel after Yom Kippur, Rabbi Yisai? How do you feel? Wow. Cleansed. What a madrega. The face, the simcha, the shona avav Yerushalayim. He sings with such an inspired, such a geshmak. Why not? He can't wait for the orange juice. But besides that, he has a very geshmak, Rabbi Yisai. He has a geshmak. Ah. Yom Kippurim, that means after Purim. Night of Moitzei Purim, what should he be holding on my side? I don't know where he should be holding, I don't know, out of this space. He is probably out of space. But he should be holy and madrigas hamruchnis. Targis aluyim, mamish, kabos hatoyim echadosh. Where is he holding up his eye? Kabos hatoyim echadosh. He's in some, pardon the expression, some bathroom somewhere. He's not doing kabos hatoyim over there. No kabbalah of terror going on in that room, Rabbi Yisai. Remember one year I was in Hellstorm, in Shiva there, the second year. I remember, you're a young kid, you want to enjoy Purim. I went from Rebbe to Rebbe. I was drinking, I mixed drinks. I remember Motzei Purim, I wake up, I was talking in one of those rooms. I wake up, I walk out, it's like pitch black at night, it's 12 o'clock, and the Rebbe is sweeping up. Like 1 o'clock in the morning, we said, what's going on? Where's the, we never thought you would wake up. He's lying somewhere, who knows what, Rebbe is doing, who knows what. That's Purim. Noch Purim is Atoch HaKapolis HaTorah. We should be so Yechavei Hashem. To make the Achonis now. Ahachris Zara Shalom Oleg, then to build the Emes of Beis HaMikdash. To be making the Mokom of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Aleph Dor, Shemichus Odor, because the Marav B'Simcha, to have Simcha Zachayim from knowing that Ben Hashem is with us at every step. To make that Achone, for the Yimei Purim U'Pesach. And there in Be'iz HaShem, Zok the Gemara, Rosh Hashanah Yod Aleph, B'Nisan Nigalu, Benisin Asin Ligoyal, to our achonis, to our preparations in bringing the Shekhinah into each and every one of us, and feeling that Iluyishkeit, that Helikeit, feeling the Godless from the Yimeib, from the Nisin, from the Ashkocha Pratis, that we eventually be Eiza Hashem, Meichin the Mokom for HaKadosh Baruch to dwell inside of us, and then when He dwells inside each and every one of us, be Eiza Hashem. There'll be that time, Beis Hashem, that the Beis HaMikdash HaShlishi will come down and the Shekhinah will dwell amongst all of us. The Be'er of Yomeinu, Amen.